5 years ago, we interviewed people from all over the world for our 50th anniversary of ITB Berlin. The last 5 years have been incredibly exciting and challenging for the entire tourism industry. That's why, on the occasion of our 55th anniversary, we conducted interviews with the representatives of the time to find out how they have fared in the last 5 years since our last visit, how the pandemic has affected their work, and how they have dealt with it. Listen for yourself.
Welcome to our ITB Travel Hero podcast, Andre. 5 years ago, you were part of our big ITB 50th anniversary campaign and received an ITB Buddy Bear from our ITB ambassador. Today, we would like to look back on the last 5 years together with you. We are interested in what has happened in the time since we last spoke, what has changed, and how you're coping, especially in times of the current pandemic. Before we start, it would be great if you could briefly introduce yourself and your company.
Right. Andrei Blumer is my name. I'm the president of the Association of Ecotourists in Romania. But besides being that president, I'm an active staff, I would say, because I work on daily basis in the coordination office of the associations.
So how are you, your association and your members currently doing?
We have two types of members. So some of them are businesses, or they run tourism tourist programs. Some others are destination, ecotourist destination. So there is a conglomerate of operators, economic operators, and public bodies, municipalities. So they are more or less DMOs for these ecotourist destinations. So coming from the perspective of businesses in Romania, most of them were doing well, even in this period of time, but especially those businesses that offer a quality, a small scale services, especially in the rural areas or places which are not so crowded before by people. So from this perspective, they are doing well. So those members that were able to adapt their offer to the domestic market, because the international arrivals in Romania dropped. Therefore, some of our members, tour operators, very genuine, working with small groups, being in direct contact with clients, but receiving clients almost totally from Western Europe or America, drop dramatically the numbers up to zero, some of them. The others that were able to adopt the offer towards domestic market, they were doing well, both in terms of accommodation and experiences, activities.
It's great to hear that there are people who actually were able to adopt during the crisis, who were not hit as hard. Do you have any best practice examples, any new ideas that were brought to your members or to you during this crisis? Something that you would like to share with our listeners?
Indeed, because of the crisis and because those DMOs, but as well businesses, had at least at the beginning more time, lacking tourists, we put this extra time available into what we can call generically digitalization. So working from the website, the business website, up to the destination website. So a lot of time was dedicated to improve the quality of the informations in online, which actually was extremely well perceived by us, by as well by the public, because we launched various campaign of communication, not necessarily promotion campaign, but communication campaign in online using either Facebook or blogs and so on. So we, from this perspective, I think was due to COVID that we had more time. Not necessarily due to COVID that we discovered the Facebook and the blogs. Yes. So and we can really see the difference. We had an increased number in the people that read us in various way or hear about us. Yes.
So yeah, I mean, digitalization definitely is a big topic and everything or everybody in the tourism industry needs to look at that. So what you're saying is digitalization in terms of improving your communication channels, or is it anything else in the back end that you were improving in when you're talking about digitalization?
Mainly improving the communication channels, but broadly speaking, from website up to Facebook, all sort of tools that we are using, and we got this chance to improve them and as well to monitor better the feedback from the readers and the distributions and so on. So from this perspective, indeed, we talk about communication and all this platform, marketing platform that we are building. So we have Eco Romania as a common ecotourist platform for that is aggregating in this moment destination and businesses. So we put a lot of efforts on this, but we coordinate a network of 7 ecotourist destinations. So each destination has its own portal where, again, they are coagulating offers and partners at the destination level. So with this structure of different portals, marketing portals, we built a new awareness about ecotourism in Romania.
That sounds like a lot of work and effort you put in. How are you prepared for the future? What do you want to change in the future, or what do you want to keep from your learnings that you had during the last 2 years?
Definitely, we have to look much more carefully at the trends in behavior of domestic and international tourists. So the dynamics, I think it's much higher than before. And we will need to answer in due time to various changes, both from the perspective of a destination management, as well as from the business perspective. So I think what we've learned is that the clients we need to react much more quicker to the changing in client behavior, and as well to offer security from various perspectives. For sure, the first one is this COVID issue, but COVID goes along with other type of safeness that the clients would like to get, and from offering even a good deal in terms of reimbursement. For sure, from the COVID perspective, but for other reasons, if they cannot come, if they cannot arrive to the destinations, safeness in terms of children that they come with, in terms of the food that it is offered, and sure, in this case, it's not only about the safeness, it's about the quality as well. So, obviously, these days, quality start to be important, and from quality we go even much one step forward to sustainability, because the quality is part of how a lot of clients are are interpreting sustainability. For sure, for us, it's not only quality. There is the environment, social and physical environment, which again, it's important for the clients, even that they don't explicitly ask for. But we learned that the environment of the business in terms of the quality of the surrounding space, but the environment or even of the inner space of a guest house start to be important.
In these three learnings about quick response, safety, and quality, do you see a difference between domestic travelers and international travelers?
Definitely, there are differences. For us, that we work on this small-scale ecotourist type of tourism, we have to admit that the international clients that we get are very well educated and very knowledgeable, which sometimes is not the case, at least in terms of the information with the domestic market. So with the international clients that are visiting Romania, they're very well, most of them quite well prepared with knowledge, and they have a clear desire of the type of experience that they would like to get out of a holiday. While the domestic market is not so well structured, does not answer yet so well. So it's for us, even this period, it's a period of education for the domestic market through our offers mainly. So those businesses that try to make this shift from the international to the domestic market throughout the last 2 years, they educated the clients, the domestic, the Romanian clients, with this nature-based offer and outdoor offers with greater sustainability. So maybe this is another positive aspect that I could underline. That throughout this year, there was much more, more education than before, provided by businesses towards the Romanian clients, because they need to have Romanian clients on board. And it was a good opportunity to teach some of them how to select a type of activities, what means responsibility while you are involved in that type of activity, and what means a quality type of offer, and making the comparison between various type of offers. And so overall, it is a good momentum for the domestic market to get closer to nature and to responsibility in general terms.
I mean, as the president of the Association of Ecotourism in Romania, all your members and you are focusing already a lot on sustainability and sustainable offers for the tourists. Do you think that the crisis made the tourists in Romania focus more or less on sustainability?
To be honest, I wouldn't make a clear statement that the tourists in Romania are focusing more because of COVID crisis. However, there are other aspects which indirectly is influencing their behavior and their attitudes. Because this crisis came along with a need for special type of accommodations, and those type of accommodation for sure were on a small scale, nature related, much more in remote places or in rural areas. Therefore, they discover themselves destination that probably wouldn't have been discovered otherwise in other circumstances. And so in this case, when they discover this destination, it's likely that if they are the type of tourist fitted with this destination, they will come back. So there's a lot of Romanian, for example, traveling abroad in Alps or, I don't know, doing different type of activities outside Romania. And while they were forced to spend the holiday in Romania, they discovered actually that they are good quality. Now, and because this quality comes from more or less from more responsible type of businesses, they start to understand, some of them, what means to get an offer from a more responsible tour operator's guide accommodation. As well, it's important the food. So some of them rediscover the local food, local ingredients, traveling and spending the night in this type of accommodation. So indeed, probably there is a tendency of increasing the sustainability power in terms of the offer. So the offers from the businesses are important to attract this type of clients looking for a sort of quality and environment and offer. And the quality is close to sustainability to a certain extent, yes.
Definitely. The more intact the nature is.
Complicated questions, yes.
Andre, we met 5 years ago, and when we met, we were talking a lot about bird watching, about the Danube, about offers on the Danube, and stuff like that. Looking back at the last 5 years since we met for the first time, what has your association achieved, and what are you very proud of?
At this moment, we achieved quite a lot in terms of destination management for bringing the ecotourist destination real on the real market. Those network of seven ecotourist destination that we work permanently with them. So we succeeded to have an interesting offer both for international and domestic market, based on nature, rural, protected area, from bird watching to horse riding, from ski mountaineering in the winter to snow tracking, from family tours up to small scale groups. So this type of offer, they were available 5 years ago, mainly from our individual member from businesses. And at this moment, they are available as well through the network of our destinations. And for sure, when you go into a destination, you get a complete experience on one hand. On the other hand, it's up to the clients as well to maneuver their daily program. So not coming from to a predefined tour operator programs. Yes, so I would say this is one of the achievement. The other achievement is that the tourist authority, the National Tourist Authority, continue to recognize this destination ecotourist concept at the governmental level. And currently, we are in a discussion with important ecotourism initiative in Europe, like Europark Federation, ecotourists from other countries like Estonia, Spain, even up to Georgia, for example, where we are launching this new concept of ecotourist destination at the European level, where hopefully both these national governments, but even the Commission, will recognize the concept of ecotourist destination. So for us, on behalf of the association coming from Romania, we are happy that after these years we address this topic at the national level, but as well as the European level, looking into a better governance of these areas, but marketing, and for sure all of us, we are looking for clients that are eager to spend their time and money into these type of destinations.
Well, you definitely got me. It sounds like I have to return to Romania as soon as possible, as you're saying, while you're talking, sounds like very attractive.
Yes, I'm going towards your next question. Yes, at least at this point in time, my biggest wish is to have peace in the world in order to allow people to think about holidays. The second would be that the crisis that obviously, at least at this moment, is the energetic crisis, will not be heavily reflected in the decision of European, of us and other international possible clients to travel. So we hope that the wish to travel will still go on in the next year. The third wish is that the COVID issue for sure will be managed in a way to allow traveling. We went beyond this phase of panic. Now it's the time to build the trust in traveling, even that might appear now and then. And for sure, the fourth, which it should be actually the first one, is that nature and the local people should be in the heart of our destination and our planning, and we should support them in order to them, nature and people, yes, because they are, we should allow them to exist in peace, and we will need to look at both these two components of our destinations in order to secure them a good future, which means sustainability, so that the money will remain with them, so and the smile will remain with them, and nature and wildlife will be still happy when we look at them. So that's the wish for the future.
Well said. I think you're speaking from all our hearts in that. So there's nothing to add. Thank you very, very much for this interview, André, and all the best for your future and for all the ideas you're still having for your association and your members. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your interest. I hope to see you in Romania.
I will put it on my wish list. Thank you very much.
Just let us know.